I am not ashamed of the gospel, and my friends, you shouldn't be either. Rabbi Paul, the Apostle Paul, writes in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. And there just couldn't be better news than that, because our greatest need as human beings is to be reconciled to the Creator God. And so that is just such good news. And of course, when you hear Romans 1:16, you know you've tuned in to Jesus Made Me Kosher. We're sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, and you can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. We're coming to you live from the spacious and congenial studios of Faith Talk 1500, WLQV, and also live via Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael. And Rabbi Lauren, it's kind of a sad day.
It is kind of a sad day, Rabbi Glenn, because for those of our Jesus Made Me Kosher listening audience who are not aware of it, this is going to be our final broadcast.
Dun, da, da, da. Yeah, this is our last day of broadcasting, and people are wondering why. And, you know, we felt like it's been a very good year. I think with the help of God, we've accomplished a lot of things. And Rabbi Lauren and I felt that, you know, just to keep a thing going for the sake of keeping it going is not always the best approach. And we just thought about it carefully. We prayed about it together with, you know, the elders of our congregation. And so, yeah, it's the last broadcast. But speaking of that, here's your opportunity. If you would like to chime in and tell us something perhaps that has been of help to you, a blessing to you over the year, this past year, if Jesus Made Me Kosher has made a difference for you, feel free to call in and tell us about it. The number to call in is 866-423-9578, 866-423-9578. WLQV, and if you'd like to share something with us. But, you know, Rabbi Lauren, you and I have things on our heart that with this last broadcast, we want to stress to our listeners the things that are really weighing on our hearts.
That's true, Rabbi Glenn. We have a number of things that we consider to be really important that we've covered this past year, and we should review them. And first of all, the top of the list is Jewish evangelism. Just like you started the program off today, Romans 1:16, the good news needs to go to the Jewish people. It's really important because Jewish people, like the rest of the world, are not close to God. They're not right with God. They're not saved. We need the good news about our Jewish Messiah, just like everyone else, Rabbi Glenn. And the gospel, this message, should be prioritized to the Jewish people first.
Absolutely. And you know, there are a lot of people saying, well, I really love the Jewish people. I love Israel. And love, by definition, biblically, is to do for the other person what is in their best interest. And Jewish people don't need awards banquets and to be applauded for being Jewish. Jewish people, our people, need to hear the saving message of the gospel, that they can, in fact, be reconciled to God, but that it must be on God's terms. And God's terms are to receive Yeshua, Jesus, as Messiah. He alone can make atonement for us. And then, Rabbi Lauren, something else that's been very much on our hearts. And again, folks, if you want to call in and share a thought with us about what this show has meant to you over this past year, you can get online at 866-423-9578. And we will be taking your calls. We only ask that you keep them brief so that we can make room for everybody. But Rabbi Lauren, the other thing that's been very much on our hearts is the need for sound doctrine. It seems to me that evangelicalism is a mile wide and about 2 inches deep in some places. And we really need to be a biblically literate people. We need to be able to discern truth from error, right doctrine from false doctrine. And that's just been very much on our hearts.
It has, Rabbi Glenn, and it's been on our discussions and our teaching on Jesus Made Me Kosher. And there's no substitute for sound doctrine based on good, solid interpretation of the Word of God. So we hope that we've been a blessing to the Faith Talk 1500 audience because of the sound doctrine that we stand for.
That's right. And one of the hallmarks of our broadcast is we always say the golden rule of biblical interpretation. If the natural sense makes sense, seek no other sense. Otherwise, you end up with nonsense. We have Matthew calling in from Harper Woods. And Matthew, thanks for calling Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Hi. You just took the words out of Frutenbaum's book on the end times. But I'm a pastor in Harper Woods, and I've been to Israel a couple times. And for me, it just gets me so fired up when people, it's almost when they can include the Jewish aspect of our Bible, which is like 100%. And just the more I learn, you know, the Jewish aspect of the Bible, and I just have also appreciated generally on your doctrine, it's been, you know, right up the middle in dispensationalists. And I just think it's just such an amazing truth of how the church is not the nation of Israel. And that we, there is a distinction, and we really need to pray and work to evangelize. I'm bummed you guys are going. Maybe you'll do a podcast or something. But thanks. I didn't always get to listen, but I really, the subject is something. It's a tragedy. It's not more of a priority because you really can't understand your Bible unless you understand the Jewishness of it. And thanks again.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew. And Rabbi Lauren, Matthew sounds like a very discerning pastor, recognizing the differences there. And again, folks, if you'd like to call in and just share with us if this show has meant something good in your life, that God has used Jesus Made Me Kosher in your life, you can give us a holler at 866-423-9578, and we'll be sure to put you through. Rabbi Lauren, you know, we represent you and I and Congregation Shema Yisrael, the Messianic movement. And, you know, one of the things that also we've talked about repeatedly on this show is that there are groups that are using the term Hebrew roots or Messianic Jewish and things like that. And it requires discernment because some of these groups just are teaching not sound doctrine. Some of them are just flat out wacky and are teaching falsehood under the pretext of trying to get to the Jewish roots and Hebrew roots. And not every Messianic group is kosher.
And that's true, Rabbi Glenn. One of the great things that God has been doing in the world, in my opinion, in the past 40 or 50 years, is revealing more about these Jewish roots of the Christian faith to the church. And the Messianic Jewish movement has been growing, Baruch Hashem, praise the Lord. But along with that, we're getting some, you know, like you said, bizarre groups, wacko groups. So we wanted this past year to provide a healthy, normal alternative for those involved in the, you know, Jewish roots, Hebrew roots movement.
Yeah, you know, one of the litmus tests that I've told people about in terms of whether it's a Messianic congregation or a so-called Hebrew roots group, one of the telltale signs as to whether they're healthy or not is summed up in this question: how do you guys feel about Jews for Jesus? And almost every single time that somebody responds, well, we don't approve of their tactics, or we think we're not with them, we don't necessarily agree with them. Anytime somebody is critical of Jews for Jesus, chances are there's something wrong also in their teaching. So folks, if you're wondering whether a particular group is healthy or not, you can just ask them a $64,000 question. How do you guys feel about Jews for Jesus? But Rabbi Lauren, there are other things too, telltale signs that a group is unhealthy.
There are, Rabbi Glenn. Denial of the Trinity, of course, you know, that, you know, God is three persons, denial of the deity of Yeshua, the deity of Jesus, denial that the Holy Spirit is a person, although without a body. I mean, of course, you know, these are red flags for any cult group.
Absolutely. And so, again, we would just encourage people, if you have a question about such and such a group, whether or not they're good, whether you think they're trustworthy and you're not sure, feel free to email us, you know, write to us at shema777@aol.com and let us know if you've got a link you can provide so that we can take a look at what their site says. We can do our very best to help you, you know, find a good place and steer clear of some of these bad groups. So, Yeah, I want to encourage you to use discernment about any group that's using terms like Hebrew roots, Messianic Jewish. We would tell you to beware of any group that calls itself Two House. That right there is based on some false teachings, and we would just steer you clear of that. Now, Rabbi Loren, another thing that you and I have spoken about over the past year on a couple of occasions is the importance that, and this is especially significant and pertinent since we're coming up on an election in November, that people vote according to scripture and conscience this November. There is no perfect candidate, but it's so important that we vote according to scripture and according to conscience. And it should make a difference when we step into that voting booth.
I agree, Rabbi Glenn. And what we believe should affect how we vote and who we want to see elected in office. And we need men and women who have biblical positions, especially, Rabbi Glenn, when it comes to the supreme moral issue of our day, which is, you know, being pro-life and anti-abortion, against killing human beings who are growing in their mother's womb. In my opinion, real Christians cannot vote for men or women who are pro-abortion. Morality comes first, Rabbi Glenn, not economics, not race, not anything else.
That's very true. And we have also made the case that, I think effectively, that things go with things. Error begets error. And when a candidate is wrong on the issue of the sanctity of life, they're probably going to be wrong on their view towards Israel. They're probably also going to be wrong on their view towards the responsibilities and the place of the United States in the world stage today and what our responsibilities are. They're probably going to be wrong on just war theory. They're going to be wrong on a lot of things, because if you can't get the sanctity of human life right, then who cares what your view is on the economy? Who cares what any of these little pet issues are? Who cares how you feel about the environment? If you can't even get the sanctity of human life right, I don't want to move on to square number two. So, yeah, that is just so crucial. And Rabbi Loren, you know, I wouldn't care who the candidate is. Could be my best friend in the whole world. And if this person has the wrong view on the sanctity of human life and supports abortion, they're not getting my vote. My dad could be running for president. My brother could be running for president. If they got the wrong view on abortion, they don't get my vote.
I feel the same way, Rabbi Glenn. Well, another issue that has been of importance to us is understanding the Jewish roots of the faith, the knowledge, you know, based on, you know, like what Rabbi Paul said in Romans 11, that the wild olive branches are grafted into this already existing Jewish tree of salvation with rich roots going back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And a branch is healthier when it's connected to the tree and connected to the roots. So knowing the Jewishness of Jesus and the apostles, the Jewishness of the New Testament, God's ongoing plans and purposes for the nation of Israel, we feel is really important to understand what God is doing in the world.
Absolutely. Folks, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Jesus Made Me Kosher, and kind of sad to say you are listening to the last broadcast, as far as we know, of Jesus Made Me Kosher here on Faith Talk 1500. And for that reason, we are opening the phone lines if you'd like to call in and let us know if Jesus Made Me Kosher has been a blessing to you, or if there's something in particular that you learned during this past year that we've broadcasted. We welcome you to call us and let us know. You can call in at 866-423-9578. Let me just repeat that one more time. 866-423, and then just dial WLQV and you'll get in. Well, Rabbi Loren, speaking of the Jewish roots and how important it is that people learn to understand and appreciate and then appropriate the Jewish roots of the faith in order to draw nearer to Yeshua, in order to have a stronger grasp on the Word of God, just thought it would be fitting to encourage our Jesus Made Me Kosher listeners. If you didn't already know, there's a really nice show that's right on this station at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tom Cantor and the show is called Friendship with God, and I've listened several times, and it's just really, really good, solid, encouraging teaching. So if you want it, don't despair. But if you'd like to continue to explore the Jewishness of the gospel and the Jewishness of Yeshua, listen in at 1 o'clock to Friendship with God with Tom Cantor. Rabbi Lauren, you've got another thing that's been very heavy on your mind, very important in your mind, to the benefit of our listeners, and that is financial situation of our country and what people's personal financial situation needs to be.
Yes, Rabbi Glenn, that's something that I have talked a lot about on Jesus Made Me Kosher this past year, understanding financial management, learning how to work hard and to save and to invest wisely and not to live beyond your means and not go into debt. And I am convinced that the United States is headed for real, real serious financial troubles. We're like Greece, only maybe a year or two behind. So I would say, you know, bankrupt Greece and all the problems that they're going through is our future. And I've been just trying to, you know, sound the shofar and tell people, you know, how to handle their money, their finances wisely.
And Rabbi Lauren, is there maybe a website or something to which you could direct people in terms of just getting good sound advice?
You know, there's an article on the Shema website. We have a whole section on financial management, and there's a seminar that I've given with good sound economic principles. So I would just direct them to the Shema website.
Okay, folks, go to shema.com, shema.com, and you can click on the left side. There's various articles, or you can use a search and type in what should they type in, financial management?
Yeah, I think it's called financial management seminar, something like that.
Okay, there you go. There's a good article and something that's very important. Proverbs tells us that it's foolish to see the danger coming and not do anything. The prudent man sees the danger and acts accordingly. So
that's right.
Yeah, we want to encourage you to do that. Also, we really want to encourage our listeners, especially now, to be standing with Israel. This is something that has been very much on our hearts, Rabbi Lauren. And for you, our listeners, it's just you want to be on the right side of history when God brings everything to a culmination. You know, God cares about and cares for both the land and the people of Israel. We are not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that the Jewish people are doing everything right. We're not saying that you have to be uncritical in the way you think about it. But the word of God is very clear. God's heart is with the Jewish people and with Israel. And Rabbi Lauren, I see a trend away from that, even on the part of those who identify as evangelicals. They are seeming less and less supportive of Israel these days.
I agree with you that trend seems to be in place, Rabbi Glenn. And you and I believe that the rebirth of the modern state of Israel after 2,000 years is not some coincidence, but this is part of the divine plan of God. And we spent a lot of time going into these prophecies in the Tanakh, in the Hebrew Scriptures, where God said that he would specifically first bring the Jewish people back to our land in a state of unbelief, which is where the majority are right now, and this would provoke Israel's neighbors, and this conflict would escalate. And so, especially, you know, things like Zechariah chapter 12. So we believe that God is at work, God is standing with Israel, and Christians need to stand with Israel too.
Appreciate that. And again, folks, if you'd like to call in and give us a brief comment to the extent that Jesus Made Me Kosher has been a blessing in your life, you can call us at 866-423-9578. We have Helen calling in from Novi. Helen, welcome to Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Hi, Rabbi Lauren. Hi, Rabbi Glenn.
Hey, Helen.
I just wanted to say that I just love the testimonies that you had on your show. They were so encouraging, so inspiring, and it's kind of a shame that they're not going to be there anymore, but they were just brilliant, and I just want to thank you, and I encourage people to, if they want more teaching, to come on Saturday mornings to Bloomfield Hills Baptist and continue to worship and have the blessing of the Jewish roots.
Oh, well, thank you, Helen. Appreciate that endorsement. We, of course, know Helen from Congregation Shema Yisrael. And, you know, Rabbi Lauren, I agree. The testimonies were really a highlight. There are so many just wonderful saints of God that we've had on the show that just have great stories to tell.
Yes, Rabbi Gunn, we wanted to introduce, you know, a variety of Messianic Jewish believers to the church in Metro Detroit and beyond. And so we had a lot of wonderful Messianic Jews that God has really reached down and touched and saved, and their testimonies were wonderful and inspiring. And I hope, Rabbi Glenn, that we could put these testimonies, especially of these Jewish believers, eventually on the Congregation Shema Yisrael website. So that's my goal, is to see these wonderful testimonies together in one place, eventually on our website.
So folks, keep an eye out and track our website, shema.com, S-H-E-M-A.com. It's shortly to go through a really fantastic upgrade, and we do hope to have lots of sound files of archives of the Jesus Made Me Kosher broadcast with great testimonies and really great content. Well, Rabbi Lauren, we just have a couple minutes left. One of the things I really wanted to do is invite people to our high holiday services. We're now entering the fall months, and the three fall festivals of Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, these are such amazing and significant festivals, not only in their own right, but also to the extent that each one of them is pointing us towards Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And I just wanted to, Rabbi Lauren, invite people to our high holiday services. I've got my handy-dandy calendar in front of me. And the dates of our high holiday services, they will begin Sunday evening, September 16th. Sunday, September 16th, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, and that'll be at 7:30 p.m. And then Monday, the 17th of September, we'll have our Rosh Hashanah daytime service at 10:30 a.m. And then on September 25th, which is Tuesday at 7:30 in the evening, will be our Erev Yom Kippur service, the Eve of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And then Wednesday, the 26th, will be our Yom Kippur service. And then we're going to build the sukkah together and have a really big party and celebrate the goodness of the God of Israel, who has invited us under his tabernacle. Sunday, September 30th, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m., all of these services are going to be held at Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church.
Yes. And Rabbi Glenn, we're almost out of time, and I think we should express appreciation to the staff at WLQV for their encouragement and support. Chris, the station manager, and Brad has been so helpful, and especially Steve Dealey. He's been great. Really appreciate those three men. And I think also we should express appreciation to Pastor Chris Brooks for making this half-hour time slot available to us, at the very beginning to make Jesus Made Me Kosher possible.
Yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience. Chris and Brad, also Eric on the sales staff, also Diane and Stephanie, everybody here at the station is just top flight, and they have always made the experience a joyful one. And I've had a lot of fun working across the glass from Steve. It's just been a delight. Also, Rabbi Lauren, we should mention that next Thursday at 4 o'clock on Christ and the City, you and I are going to be sitting in for Pastor Chris Brooks. He's going to be in New Jersey next week on Thursday. We're going to be filling in for him. And folks, we are going to be discussing the deep meaning and the messianic significance of these three fall festivals. So let's just say it's not the last you've heard from Rabbi Lauren and Rabbi Glenn. God willing, we're going to be back to talk about some of these things. But yeah, Rabbi Lauren, I've really enjoyed working with the staff here at Faith Talk 1500. I've enjoyed immensely doing this show, and I would say that we've met a need here in the Metro Detroit area for good sound teaching with a Jewish background and sound doctrine, and I just feel honored to have been part of that.
And I want to thank you, Rabbi Glenn, my co-host, for doing a great job, being so faithful and diligent over the past year. And I also want to thank our executive assistant, Jennifer, who has helped put together a number of these shows. And we shouldn't forget, of course, the three-in-one God of Israel, God the Father, Messiah, Yeshua, the Son, our Lord and Savior, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. So, folks, again, we want to thank you for a really wonderful year here on Faith Talk 1500. We want to thank all of you who've been listening in, both near and far. We've had people streaming us on the web. Thank you very much. And we just are grateful to have been able to do this. And so thanks, folks, for tuning in to Jesus Made Me Kosher. Again, invite you to our website at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. From Rabbi Lauren and me and everybody at Congregation Shema Yisrael, Shabbat Shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.